1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. South Florida still swamped with rain. Flash flooding emergencies in areas south of Tampa to over south of Fort Lauderdale.
What's it like seeing your neighborhood like this right now?
It's scary.
ABC's Victor Okendo talking with somebody in Hallandale Beach, where they got nearly 20 inches of rain yesterday. Roads covered with water, drivers stranded, flights delayed. This is the final day of the G7 World Leader Summit in Italy. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has more.
President Biden sits down today on the sidelines of the G7 summit with Pope Francis. The two share a close relationship. They last met in 2021, and the president has spoken frequently about how the Pope comforted his family after his son Beau's death in 2015. At the top of their agenda, the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. They'll also discuss artificial intelligence and climate change. Karen Travers, ABC News. Washington.
Earlier today, Pope Francis met with about 100 comedians at the Vatican to talk about the importance of laughter. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing. The University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh is closing its Fox City campus a year from now. UW System Schools have closed four other two-year branch campuses since last year. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. WalletHub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kikkoman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. WalletHub cites Wisconsin's stagnant GDP and low startup activity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Expect to see planes overhead on your commute. The Wisconsin State Patrol is doing aerial surveillance on the Beltline today. Speeding has been a growing problem since the start of the pandemic. It's leading to more deadly crashes across Wisconsin. And for the next week and a half, you can watch artists sculpt huge pieces on the shore of Lake Monona. This is the first Harry Whitehorse Sculpting Festival honoring one of Madison's best-known indigenous artists. He has about 10 public pieces around the county. Whitehorse died in 2017 at age 90. About two dozen sculptors from all over the globe will be here. Deb Whitehorse, Harry's wife.
Artists coming from Peru, Germany, Switzerland, someone from India, Czech Republic, Poland, Ukraine. It's just incredible.
The event is at San Damiano in Monona. It's free and will continue until the 24th. They hope to bring it back every 2 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds tonight at AmFam Field. Freddy Peralta on the mound for the Crew. Milwaukee in first place, 6.5 games ahead of St. Louis. High school baseball, the De Pere Redbirds defeated Sun Prairie East 5-1 to win their first ever Division I state championship held at Fox City Stadium near Appleton. Senior Landon Rago was the winning pitcher.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's a dream being able to play in this game. And for me, being able to pitch the whole game, it's amazing.
NFL, the Packers have signed their number one draft pick, Jordan Morgan.
Everybody's friendly. Everybody wants to help out. A lot of the veterans want to help out. They give you pointers. They talk to you about film and on-field stuff. And I feel like that's important for rookies as well.
That now means all 11 players from this year's draft class are under contract. Game four of the NBA Finals is tonight in Dallas. The Mavericks host the Celtics, who are up 3-0, and with a win could clinch their first NBA title since 2008 when Doc Rivers was the head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 80. Partly cloudy, 55 tonight. Partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s on Saturday and a chance of an afternoon shower. Saturday night, showers and storms, a low of 65. Showers and storms scattered about on Sunday with a high of 88.
Currently 63 degrees.
Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl. Oh, yeah. You're all about that girl.
Iron Plow. Marsden. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advanced tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas on National Movie Night. And as usual, Terry Barr joins us and enlightens us with some fantastic music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Just a show of hands for anyone in the room who hung out with a felon today. Hey guys, probably want to get your hands up. You were hanging out with convicted felon Donald Trump. I don't think anyone on our side did. But that's why we're here.
That was nice. Just take your felon to work then. Yeah, okay. In Congress yesterday. Thank you, Eric Swalwell, Alpha Liberal.
Yeah. Adam Schiff tweeted that. It was take your felon to work today.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I just stole it. I steal from the best.
Yes.
We have some really good Schiff stuff.
You know what? Oh, first of all, could you take your organ out for me? Rocky Mountain Mike wins the internet.
Yes, he does.
He said, in what passage in the Trump Bible does Jesus talk about what a whole Milwaukee is?
Yeah.
And he said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit Sheboygan.
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 And there'll be plenty of park perks for everybody. And Guy Lafleur.
Yes. Joe played Alice Cooper lesson on the naming of Milwaukee
yes.
this morning.
And Morning Joe drank big tall boys.
Tall boy,
which we should do that.
Of Milwaukee's
You're
Beast.
You're a beer drinker. We're not beer drinkers.
I used to drink beer.
I don't drink Milwaukee's Beast.
Oh, but you know, Jody and I will sing the Laverne and Shirley song and put our work gloves on our beers.
On our beers,
we won't drink
they go
them.
Down the thing.
We'll let you drink them.
What? He's going for it.
It was just a suggestion. And I'm wearing my Nancy Pelosi shirt for pride, and also because I. Oh my God. He sits even crazier.
Did you see that? It's gross, right?
He's so weird.
Gross.
He's so gross. Did you see him try to kiss that young girl?
Yeah.
And she was like, right? You know what? You know what they could sell boatloads of at the convention in Milwaukee is Gackaway. If you have to get anywhere near Donald Trump's, you just don't go, Gack.
I don't think he's going to go.
The right likes to say that Biden is a groomer. What is that behavior from Trump?
Oh, so
exactly.
Gross. The girl's like,
yeah.
And he's like, those big Garfield anus lips coming at you. A little smoochy for Trump. I'm like, oh God.
I just think I'm going
to vote. We're going to have to get bigger Gallagher tarp for me to travel with for sexy liberal.
Oh, I'm worried about all the underage women he encounters on his travels.
Oh. And then he's talking about dating Nancy Pelosi? What? He's like, oh, there's an age. First of all, he's 78 today. Happy birthday, you traitorous piece of. Mary Trump said this will be the last birthday cake he gets without a file in it. So let's celebrate that, everybody. Let's celebrate
that this morning.
Boy. Okay. Well, so as usual, it was mixed with a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Christine Pelosi faced little time in firing back at bizarre comments made by Trump, blasting him for his deceitful, deranged obsession with her mother, Nancy Pelosi. I guess he said Nancy Pelosi's daughter's a wacko. Her daughter told me things were different. Nancy and I would be perfect together. There's an age difference, though.
Yeah. Isn't that gross?
Nancy Pelosi's daughter said no such vomitous thing. Are you kidding?
Nancy Pelosi is happily married.
Yeah, for years.
And also, she's only a couple years older.
God. You mean she's too much older than your normal pedophile age that you allegedly?
Or is it alleged?
It's not alleged, I don't think.
All right.
Well, she also, like, got the best of him many, many times when she was speaker and he was president.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Christine said, speaking for all four Pelosi daughters, this is a lie. His deceitful, deranged obsession with our mother is yet another reason Trump is unwell, unhinged, and unfit to step foot anywhere near her or the White House. Ew. I just hope America does what that teenage girl did in November. Just, back.
Just in case.
What? Okay, I am... Do we have our extraterrestrial music? I am convinced. I have a new theory this morning, Joey.
Okay.
I just...
Oh, that story.
Is this... Is he... And I don't mean this in a derogatory way. Is he even human? Is there a chance he is from some orange planet? And this is a giant psychological experiment.
It could be.
He's like that alien that's wearing a human suit.
Right. We've been expecting right. Ashton Kutcher for years. Like,
right.
Aha! Is it just like a planetary like IQ test? Because
Bill Funch coming back
it's
from
like
the grave?
It's like Bulworth or something, isn't it? How about if I get convicted of business fraud when I ran as a businessman? No? How about I get educated a rapist? No? Still voting for me? Wait a minute, how about this? I get convicted of 34 felonies? No. It's how about if I the city where the arc of my convention is, I call a horrible city. Oh my God, didn't you see all the Republicans scramble to try to defend him?
Johnson's saying,
and then
I didn't hear that.
And then he's like, no, I said it. I mean, it just shows how pathetic they are. They lie for him, and then he goes, no, I said it.
Mm-hmm. He's like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black,
exactly.
Where he's an alien wearing a human suit mm-hmm. trying to pretend to be a human.
Exactly.
Right. Trying to replicate
yes.
human behavior. D'Onofrio deserved an Oscar for that.
Did you ever see Men in Black?
D'Onofrio, yes, I did.
So okay.
Oh, if I had one of those things, I could erase all your memories of me for the last 30 years.
You don't wave it, you just hold it.
Oh, so you would stop blurting and embarrassing things about my past.
You don't wave it, you hold it
things
straight.
That may or may not have happened in
and
the
it's
KBC
a flashy thing.
Parking lot.
It's a flashy thing.
You shouldn't have had certain things in your mouth in the KBC parking lot.
Oh, my God. We're starting what? Again with
will my highlighter work?
No,
Stop it.
He's getting old. It'll start fading.
I guess I'm hoping.
Something
very disturbing.
And then I'll start going after underage women.
Your entire professional romantic disasters for your entire life.
Hi.
I gotta do a colon blow here and get people that have never met me still think I'm a delight.
You tried that once. It didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah, I was laughing when I posted a picture of Captain Kangaroo and Martha Annalito.
Uh-huh.
Said, you know, equals Captain Kangaroo
right.
hair. And most people thought it was hilarious, and some people were like, don't talk about a woman's looks. I'm like, oh, lighten up, Francis. Do you know how many times people say mean things about my looks and call me a C word? And that's just the people in this room. Lighten up!
You're going out with
And him. Then other people were mad that I was disparaging Captain Kangaroo by comparing
Well, that, well there, that I understand.
Captain
I apologize.
Is
I, do
nice
apologize.
Man.
That's, I do apologize.
That makes sense.
To Captain Kangaroo
That
fans.
Makes sense.
He has the same hair, just he was younger. Okay.
Compare him to Mr. Green Jeans. Or as I called him when I was a kid,
I've
Mr.
ruined
Cream
everyone's
Cheese.
Childhood
Mr.
memories
Cream
now.
Cheese.
I used to call him Mr. Cream Cheese when I was a kid.
Aw,
yeah.
That's so cute. Oh,
cute little husky Chris.
Yeah,
in the Sears husky.
In my Tuscans.
Yeah. Sears husky. Tuscans.
Uh-huh.
We shopped at the same places.
Chris, do the story again. I don't know why. It doesn't bring me pleasure. It just...
What?
But it does warm you up and make you somewhat more
we
likable.
At Sears shopping.
I'm like Lily Tomlin would say about Jane Fonda, I'm just trying to make you more likable. Tell the story.
We were at Sears shopping for kindergarten clothes mm-hmm. before my first day of school, and the lady turns to my mother and whispers in a hushed tone, I think we're going to have to go to the husky section.
Aww. Poor little
and
baby.
And I had no idea what that meant, but the tone she used told me that it was bad.
Yeah.
Chris is like, yay, Eskimo dogs. Wait, where the huskies are?
Well, I was 4 years old. I didn't even know what a husky dog was.
Yeah.
I just knew because of the tone that it was bad.
You seem so much less of a bastard person now. I hate you and your SVA somewhat less every time you tell that story.
You're wondering why I have body image issues now?
You wonder why Jody and I have body image issues.
Just go to Getty for me.
Yeah, Chris made that worse. right? Remember the first time you looked at a picture of you? He goes, oh, those are unfortunate.
They are.
I've never seen one.
That's what he said
about most of my pictures.
No, they are. He's like, unfortunate.
That's what he said about the last sexy liberal. He goes, oh, you approved that? I was like, what?
This is what men do. Argument. So stop it right now, mom and dad.
My executive producer on I've Got a Secret used to do it every time when I was just about to go on stage for a live show.
Terrible.
He would go, is that what you're wearing? I was like, what? What?
That's
he was joking, right?
Yes.
Oh, he was messing with you.
Yes. Well, okay. You're not. There's an element of truth to your
ways.
That's why I need all of my affirmations from my listeners and
all your
true
fake affirmations.
Steph Head stories, which you also try to ruin. Jeremy in West Hollywood said, Steph, every morning, like you, I take my regular leisurely bicycle ride against traffic down the carpool lane of the 405. And every morning, at least 20 or 30 cars slow down next to me, honk like crazy, and yell, you're going the wrong way. You're going to kill someone. I can't believe how many Stephanie Miller fans there are out there. I deem this a true story. Oh, this one on the Twitter. Steve says, true story, we were watching our young grandkids play. While walking down the sidewalk, they were shouting, scrub your crack or break Mama Steph's back. I couldn't be more proud of our little Stephanie Miller fans. We need a new generation as apparently, because as we just learned, the Charlie Rangel impersonator, Audra, from Albuquerque, is in med school.
Right.
This little girl here is
Charlie Rangel.
She's in med school.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Trump reportedly rambled like a drunk uncle while he was meeting with Republican lawmakers. No kidding. I can't even tell in the psychological experiment. Is he getting worse?
Yes.
Or is this, okay. That's my alien. Where's my alien music again? There's why I have the alien, because I'm just saying, what are the chances there's an alien story that Donald Trump doesn't believe in aliens, which, by the way, Chris, is exactly what an alien would say
to
throw you off. That, no, they don't exist. Wait, where is it? Hang on.
It's the. Do you want me to grab it again?
No, I have too many things.
Too many things.
Right. Hang on, I'll find it. I just love that the Milwaukee's giving it back already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who says that? And you know what it is, because he's a racist POS. Mm-hmm. He only does it to cities with black mayors, and the mayor's like, you know, right back at you, buddy. We lived through your administration,
right?
Oh, and then who was it? Gwen Moore, the representative from Wisconsin, said, well, the crime rate will go up when he gets here. Think how many seriously more felons they're going to have.
Right?
Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, if he's out.
Pete Navarro, if he gets out in time.
Crime rate gets to wait some more.
Donald Trump is single-handedly going to shoot the crime rate in Milwaukee up. yes, he said, it's a horrible city. Milwaukee Mayor Calvin Johnson took exception to that. he said, right back at you, buddy. I'd say, look, Donald Trump is wrong about something yet again.
I like Milwaukee. I've been there. I love it.
Where's my Laverne Shirley song?
He doesn't have it.
We'll find it. It's on the internet somewhere.
Oh, and that is just unfindable.
I have to sit through a commercial on.
All right,
exactly.
Just do it while I'm finding my aliens.
Do you want me to print it again? Because I found it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And the minute you hand it to me, I will find it.
Of course. You're okay. So well organized.
She does this for
Listen,
a living.
Listen, you try. Look at this. Would you look at this pile of...
I got it.
Oh, also, speaking of that, I forgot. I didn't even get to the other layer of creepy. That he won't shut the... about Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's
he's like
weird.
A teenage girl. He's talking to the Republicans about how come she's endorsing that dope Joe Biden.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, Shlemiel. Shlemiel.
Yay!
Hasenbeck Incorporated.
True.
I really did go in the garage and get my gloves that I carry firewood with.
Oh, okay.
I have similar ones. I hope you're watching that on Free Speech TV. And it's the last day of the fun drive.
It is.
Just for that. For the fact that I ran and got my gloves.
That's worth a triple match.
Just last day.
Yeah.
Can't get that everywhere. Take that, Morning Joe. We didn't drink beer, but...
They also played the theme song.
All right, whatever. Okay. I don't have time because I'm doing this in the morning. I don't watch everything. Okay.
Play the Happy Days theme. That was also in Milwaukee.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Maybe we'll come back with that. Hey, we have a huge Friday show. Our usuals, Glenn Kirshner and John Fugelsang and Fridays with Frangela and Rude Pundit.
What? But it's not Monday.
Back from Paris and, I don't know, decides to just drag his ass in.
Does that mean we get him on Monday, too?
I believe so.
Ooh, double rude. Ooh. Okay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Okay, I ordered them yesterday. Sometimes sponsors, they give you something to try it, but they don't give you stuff forever. And I have the Cozier sheets, which are the softest sheets in the universe. My duvet cover feels like sandpaper now. And also it has balls. Also balls.
Balls?
Because it's cheap and it's balling on the tie. I can feel a little bump. So it gets like Braille. I have like a Braille blanket.
Oh.
Duvet cover.
Okay.
Okay. So I did it. I went ahead and did it. I bought the duvet cover. Plush bath towels and the olive color jammies, because I have the black and I have the blush color, but oh my god, I got the short sleeve with the long pants. I'm spitting. You know how I get excited? I start spitting.
Are you okay?
Yeah. But at least mine's clear. It's not that gross white stuff that Trump has
or
whatever's going on. Okay.
The old Yeller stuff.
Right, yes. Don't wear around Christy Nome. Gravel pits in your future. Look out. Okay, CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter the promo code Miller. You get an exclusive 30% off all of that luxury. Very, very exciting. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Oh, my God. I'm going to bring them in and show everybody when my new Cozy Earth stuff gets here.
Oh.
Okay, I'll stop frothing now. Also at Checo, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. I do. I picked me.
Oh, yeah.
I did. I picked me.
Yep. Atta girl.
Uh-huh. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny any dime a dozen two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marnie's customer, says about her dog and Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny, and he has his old sparkle back. I also love feeding Nature's Blend to my Bonnie and Clyde because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. Unlike other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw or store it in the fridge, which can then expire pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable, it isn't messy, you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed, naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures right now, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college. learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Okay, I found the creepy things he said. First of all, he's just so pathetic. So I can't believe any news reports like he's going to talk policy with the Republicans on the Hill.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He doesn't have any policies.
Oh, he's going to whine about the DOJ and Taylor Swift. Yeah. Oh, my God. And Milwaukee. Yes, he said he couldn't understand why a country star wouldn't support him.
He's not just a country star.
He's a big major. And she's also a real billionaire.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
He reportedly said, why would she endorse this dope? He doesn't even know how to get off the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he doesn't walk a ramp like you do, Grampy.
Did I read that her Eras tour grossed $7 billion?
Yes. Something like that.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's a sexy liberal just under.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. For number 2.
Go sexyliberal.com. Denver next weekend. Okay. He said recently, according to a book, I think she's beautiful, very beautiful. I find her very beautiful.
Oh, my God, ugh. She is, but ugh.
I think she's liberal. She probably doesn't like Trump. I hear she's very talented. I think she's beautiful. Actually, unusually beautiful.
Oh, my God.
How many women has he made vomit just yesterday? Most of us. Taylor Swift, Nancy Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's daughter, that teenage girl that he tried to kiss. And then he said she's a liberal, or is that just an act? No. She knew you were trouble. Yeah.
You were trouble when you walked
in. Her and the goats knew.
Yep.
Shame on me, now I blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Trouble.
Always. Listen to the goats. Goat probably tried to warn us about Christy Noem, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Poor goat.
Right? What'd he get? Dirt nap?
Poor baby. Gravel nap.
Bastard
actually.
Lady.
Yeah, gravel nap.
Yeah.
Poor baby. Poor little
he just
goat.
Needed some lume.
Yeah.
Glenn Kirshner next.
For his pit stink?
The
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Max Inc. Radio.
He can play it all, and will challenge Graham Marlowe to it when he's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kane.
Weekend evenings on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Crime Prevention Council and the Ad Council.
Hey, kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
By quoting the jury in the Manhattan hush money payment trial. Guilty, 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 guilty.
Yay, future senator and sexy liberal star, Adam Schiff. He and Eric Swalwell could really, would they be an excellent morning show?
They would.
Schiff and Swalwell would be.
Oh, Schiff and Swalwell in the morning?
Yeah. And the Republicans even lied when Swalwell said, raise your hand if you hung out with a felon today. Mm-hmm. None of them did. So they can't even just acknowledge right. basic facts. You did, in fact, hang out with a felon
right.
today.
Yes, you
did. Yes. Well, you know who could tell us about that? Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Oh, hi. Hi, Glenn. I was just completing law school, as I do before I talk to you. Hi.
Good morning, Steph.
Isn't this something? Somebody said this is like letting Bin Laden go back to go visit the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally is visiting the crime scene
yeah.
for the first time, and he gets just nothing but applause and sucking up from the people that he sent a mob to attack. You can't write it anymore, can you?
Yeah, but his day's coming. 34 felony convictions, and he's got more trials in the chute. And yeah, it's been bumpy getting him to trial, but we're going to get him to trial. In all of those cases, I maintain, and we'll probably talk about the New York sentencing coming up,
yeah.
that Judge Merchan understands that he's got to sentence him to prison, and we can talk about why that is. So, you know, we're getting there, slowly but surely, better late than never, but we're getting there.
One story is more stunning than the next, right? After he was found guilty on these 34 counts, he called Mike Johnson to insist we have to overturn this. He was still angry when he made the call, dropping frequent F-bombs. Mm-hmm. The speaker didn't need to be convinced, but he's already finding it difficult to deliver for Trump. I just have never seen this, right? The dragging Alvin Bragg before Congress, the... Just go ahead and...
Yeah, you usually don't see obstruction of justice in the harsh light of day. Usually people try to, you know, keep
yeah.
shielded from public view when they're trying to undermine the criminal justice system, obstruct justice.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump does it in the open. If it were me and I was the district attorney in Manhattan, I would probably open a grand jury investigation and begin presenting evidence to see whether Donald Trump is obstructing justice in violation of New York state law, because he's actively using members of Congress mm-hmm. to try to undermine a lawfully entered criminal conviction. That has the smell of obstructing justice. But the only way to know if he's violating New York state law is
yeah.
to open a grand jury investigation and present evidence.
Yeah. I think we're getting so numb to the, you know, different, like, the, there's different rules for him. He admitted to New York officials he's not surrendered a gun he possesses in Florida. It's, as you know, a federal crime for someone convicted of a felony to possess a firearm. The New York City Police Department has now notified police in Florida and asked them to take appropriate action. Oh, God, I hope he makes a run for it. I hope it's like a scene out of Cops. I hope they play Bad Boys. It's just, again, different rules, right? I don't know what the process is for that, but why do you get to have his attorney with him for the Zoom probation hearing?
Yeah, because the rules don't apply to Donald Trump
right.
the way they apply to everybody else. And, Steph, that's how we find ourselves here. If they applied to Donald Trump, he would have been arrested and indicted the moment he left office.
Yeah.
And we have let that frog boil, and now... It feels like there's no turning back. And that is hopefully a lesson we will learn when this sad chapter is in our rearview mirror, how we have to aggressively but honestly apply the laws against everybody, or else we're going to destroy our democracy. We're going to find
yeah.
ourselves precisely where we are again.
Yeah, gun laws only apply to Hunter Biden, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You tweeted Hunter Biden's conviction puts a final nail in the coffin of Trump's absurd claim that he's being politically persecuted. It also defeats and debunks Jim Jordan's incessant yammering about the DOJ being weaponized against Republicans. But of course, they didn't take a pause. They already had the script ready, right? They're like, rigged jury in Delaware, he's going to get off, and two systems. And then when that didn't work, now they're like, oh, well, they didn't get to the real Biden crime-friendly crimes or whatever, right? It's not based on anything.
Yeah, and I think people see that, even some of the Trump supporters. I mean, they begin to peel away over time. We've seen some of that even in the polls. It was, I think, a Fox poll or reported by Fox that when Trump supporters were asked, if he ends up a convicted felon, will you continue to support him? 20% of the Trump supporters, according to the poll, said no. So, you know, couple that with Nikki Haley voters. I mean, I remain at ease that Joe Biden is going to win in November in a landslide, though I'm not complacent. We're going to fight every minute of every day until the election. But, you know, because and let me tell you why an attorney wants to be present at a probation hearing. Because if Donald Trump started answering questions from the probation officer who was authoring the pre-sentence report, he would be incriminating himself, you know, at every turn. So the good news is he probably didn't answer much, and that will work against him come sentencing time.
Yeah. You would you made a good point. You often make points I don't see anyone else make, and that's why you're the best. You just said, you know, in terms of why he needs to be incarcerated, you said, you know, these were crimes designed to gain unfair advantage in an American election. And but you also said to deter others who would choose to follow Trump's criminal path. I mean, what's to stop every politician from using this blueprint if there's no.
Can you, Steph, imagine if he gets probation, which means no punishment at all? What is the lesson other aspiring criminal politicians will take away? OK, wait a minute. You mean I can fundraise off of my indictment, my conviction, and my sentence to probation, and I can step out into the hallway on every court break and basically get free airtime I would otherwise have to pay for campaign ads. The media will blast it out on a, you know, on a endless loop, and I'll get probation at the end of the day. I won't be punished at all. I would think criminal politicians will be like, where do I sign up? I wasn't going to commit crimes to try to steal an election, but if that is the blueprint I can follow, for me, it's win, win, win. Where do I sign up?
Yeah. And we were talking, Glenn, about how, you know, you're talking about crime in Milwaukee when we were saying the felon count is going to go way up when he gets there and all his felon friends at the RNC. Otherwise, the crime rate there, like everywhere in America, is down under Joe Biden. And this is the latest story from the Law and Order Party, Glenn. I just had Matt Gaetz, Representative Gaetz, says there's a get-out-of-jail-free card for Steve Bannon. He mapped out a way for Bannon to avoid surrendering on July 1st. They just don't believe the law applies to them. He said, I believe the only way Bannon does not go to jail if there's a vote at an entity called BLAG. That's Bipartisan Legal Advisory Group. Republicans hold a 3-2 majority in this small sect of Congress. Bannon, he said, is likely going to file legal documents to have this small group of leaders determine the J6 committee was illegitimate.
You know, these are like the election challenge cases. They just don't care about the law. And, you know, if this doesn't prove that, you know, the Department of Justice is not being weaponized against Republicans, and I would never say it's being weaponized against Democrats, but we've got Hunter Biden, a Democrat, the only living son of a president who's a Democrat. You know, Joe Biden sacrificed his only begotten son to the Department of Justice, which is mind-blowing, but it shows you the measure of the man, Joe Biden, who it must have been, you know, difficult for him to make the decision between supporting his son and using the lawful powers of his office to support his son, or supporting the rule of law and our democracy, and he chose democracy. That's not easy. But think about it. Hunter Biden, Democrat, prosecuted. Senator Bob Menendez in trial, being prosecuted by the Department of Justice. Henry Cuellar, Texas congressman, being prosecuted by the Department of Justice. And it's being weaponized against Republicans?
Ridiculous.
Now, even some of the Trump loyalists, I think the light bulb is beginning to go off.
Glenn, refresh my memory. Isn't the whole reason this plea deal, I mean, everybody agrees this is a BS charge that should just never, that's never pursued, as you've told us many times. But didn't this plea deal fall apart mostly because of this BS Republican pressure? Remember them screaming, sweetheart deal, he's getting a sweetheart deal. And here we are. So, you know, in a bipartisan way, people think, I think this is just incredibly sad. That this guy that has cleaned up his life, that has been clean for 5 years, is married, is raising a young son, may go to prison. You know.
Yeah. Now, let me say, first and foremost, Hunter Biden violated the law. It's called 922A. He checked box 11 falsely, said, I don't use drugs, I'm not an addict, and he did. Okay, that's a crime, Steph, but let me tell you, in my career as a prosecutor, I've never seen that crime brought as what we call a standalone crime. We're not going to drag somebody into federal court because they lied when they checked box 11. What we will do is if they lied in their gun purchase paperwork and went out and committed crimes of violence with the gun they unlawfully purchased, yes, then we will prosecute all of the charges, including the 922A when they checked box 11 falsely. But they let him plead guilty. They gave him a plea offer saying, if you plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges, we won't even bring the gun charge. We'll let you go through what's called a diversion program. When that fell apart, and I cannot say that fell apart due to political pressure. I don't know why it fell apart. Yeah. The judge was not satisfied that the terms of the plea agreement had been sort of sufficiently clear. Yeah. And the judge sent them back and said, listen, go rework it and come back. And they couldn't rework it and come back. A guilty plea offer falling apart is not unusual. I've had it happen. But when they couldn't work it out, they said, now it's so serious a case that we're going to bring this standalone gun charge. Those two things don't fit comfortably in my mind, but I can't
his name
say
wasn't Biden.
What was motivating it.
Yeah, exactly. Can we get to the thing that stuck most in my craw that I need you for? It's like you tweeted, DA Fani Willis files motion to get Trump's Georgia State RICO case back on trial track. I don't know if you saw, she just spoke out, and good for her. First of all, she is spicy, and I like it.
Yes.
She has had enough of their... in my opinion, and so have I. She shot back at critics and said she was so tired of idiots trying to humiliate her for prosecuting Trump. She said, I lived the experience of a black woman who was attacked and over-sexualized. I'm so tired of hearing these idiots call my name as Fanny in a way to attempt to humiliate me because, like silly schoolboys, the name reminds them of a woman's rear. Rudy Giuliani last week called her a hoe during a right-wing event. Both he and Trump have pronounced Willis's name Fanny. Fanny the hoe, Christian said it. Giuliani said at a Christian nationalist conference, because that's how you know they're Christian. Fanny, like your ass, Trump remarked recently. So here we are. And she just said she vowed to hold all accountable if they break the law with no exceptions. I promise you I don't concern myself with them. I'm too busy working 15-hour days trying to use every talent God gave me to fulfill my God-given purpose. I mean, good for her, but I am so... At least I finally got an explanation in this story, because I'm like, I thought we already did the televised investigation of her private life, and the judge said, Nathan Wade stepped down, they went forward. So now this is the Georgia Court of Appeals has agreed to reconsider that decision, stayed the prosecution while it hears oral arguments, which they didn't set till October 4th, which means there's no way this happens before the election. So are you as angry about this as I am? The voters...
Yeah, so... D.A. Willis filed what, might be viewed as a Hail Mary motion, but sometimes Hail Mary passes get caught in the end zone, right? So this is a straight-faced motion. She said, listen, there is an appellate practice principle that if there's no legal issues to be resolved, then you shouldn't accept the appeal for review. And she set out in a 17-page motion that there really is no legal issue. Judge McAfee made solid, supportable, factual rulings and findings that there was no conflict, and there's literally nothing for the appeals court to take up. So all they're doing is delaying the trial date. So she said, listen, it was improvidently granted. That's what the motion says. We're asking that you deny it outright, return it to Judge McAfee so he can put it on the trial docket.
In a related story, you said the pattern is unmistakable. Judge Cannon continues to assist Trump in ways that call her impartiality into question. Litigating a motion to recuse is the only way we'll be able to have faith in the ultimate result. I mean, I know we're having the same conversation every week, but, between that and God knows when the Supreme Court is going to rule on immunity, it's just this delay after delay and the vast majority of the American public, Glenn, agree with you and I. That we are entitled to the verdicts of these trials before the election.
We are. And can you imagine, Steph, Judge Cannon has already signaled she's looking for a way to dismiss this case that will not be appealable by Jack Smith. That was that whole ridiculous legal instructions endeavor that they went through. Pretend that these are correct formulations of law that the Presidential Records Act lets Donald Trump do whatever he damn well pleases. Well, that's not a correct formulation of law. But here's the thing, Steph. We see her trying to orchestrate a dismissal of this case in a way and at a time that Jack Smith will not have the legal right to appeal it. Can you imagine if we never file the motion to recuse her, to have her removed, and then she does that, and we're going to be asking ourselves, why in the hell didn't they file the motion? Yeah. We saw it coming like a slow-moving car wreck.
Real quick, do you agree with our friend Dean Obadala? He said, today the Supreme Court allowed abortion pills to be sold, but only on the grounds of no standing. This is to make the GOP court seem not so extreme when in a few weeks they find Trump has immunity for his crimes and they strike down charges against J6 defendants.
I think it's even worse than that. I usually agree with Dean. But I think they said no standing. But guess what? Somebody out there finds standing. Yep. Come on back to us, and we'll give you what you want. Oh, and we're going to give Donald Trump immunity. So I think it's even worse than striking that devil's bargain. I think we're going to end up losing on both fronts. Oh. I wish I could find the silver lining there, but I'm not seeing it.
Sorry.
Okay, here's the good news. Glenn's going to join us in Denver next Saturday.
Yay!
We're working on other surprises for that one. But, oh, my God, Glenn, we're always so grateful. People are so excited that you're coming to Denver. We'll rent a pedal boat on the bay, you and I, during the day.
Can't wait to see you guys. All can't wait. I'm going to get a mile high, if that's appropriate.
Yes!
SexyLiberal.com. Love you, Glenn. 51 minutes.
Love you, Steph. See you guys.
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by our new sponsors. Look at how zippy. Jody Hamilton has the morning zoomies.
She does.
Like Bonnie and Clyde.
You should see her when I get here in the morning. She's like zooming around.
Zoomy.
Oh, yeah.
120 live. Because you have high blood pressure.
I do.
A lot of my friends do. And one in two adults, do you know that, have high blood pressure.
A lot.
There's a 50-50 chance, obviously, you're one of them. I just did the quick math there, Chris.
That was good, though.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can take control of your blood pressure without the side effects of pills. You know me, I'm a natural woman. 120 Life, that's the number, 120 Life.
Yes.
Is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that actually help lower your blood pressure. You know, some products, they're fantastic,
right,
but they only have, like, pomegranate juice, or they only have beets. This has that and hibiscus and, like, six in one.
Whoa!
Things that will naturally lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their two-week trial pack. It comes in powder form or in bottles of the liquid. Go to 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL to save 15% and get free shipping. Or text CONTROL to 511-511. They are so sure 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. What do you got to lose, everybody? Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL or text CONTROL to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not diagnosed, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter that promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleep, sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. You're ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. Enter the promo code Miller for that exclusive 30% savings. That is 30% off CozyEarth.com/Miller with that promo code Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Jill Biden says her husband, the president, made the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid stronger. The First Lady says the rate of uninsured Americans is lower than ever.
He kept insulin at $35 per month for seniors. For the first time in history, he made sure Medicare can negotiate drug prices directly. Something that presidents have been trying to do for decades.
Mrs. Biden campaigning in Green Bay yesterday. Police officers who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are campaigning for President Biden. Former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn called Donald Trump, quote, the single greatest threat to the United States of America in a generation. Dunn and others held a press conference in Madison yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW-Madison is starting the first OBGYN rural track program in the nation. 11 Wisconsin counties are maternity care deserts. That means they have zero delivery hospitals or practitioners. With a $750,000 grant from the federal government, this new program will give resident doctors experience in rural settings. This weekend, Wisconsin will celebrate Juneteenth. There are parades and events all over the state. Robin Scott from We All Rise African American Resource Center says we all need to change our vocabulary around slavery.
Just in light of continuing to add more information, tell stories as they truly should be told, we are encouraging people to refer to those that were held hostage as Black hostages, and that helps American folks today to really understand.
Madison's biggest Juneteenth event begins with a parade tomorrow at 11, followed by a celebration at Penn Park that runs until 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 80. Partly cloudy, 55 tonight. Partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s on Saturday and a chance of an afternoon shower. Saturday night, showers and storms, a low of 65. Showers and storms scattered about on Sunday with a high of 88.
Right now, it's 68.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us
Mad
next
Radio,
time.
Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for Dominic's birthday and airing of the grievances. Devil's Advocates, you know how we do it. The birthday edition. Tune in for it.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year.
Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.